hymns together to praise the Lord and sing to each other to our hearts.
让我们一同聚集在主的面前，大家能够彼此对唱赞美主，这是何等美好的事情。
So last time we had a chance to consider our Jesus, our Lord Jesus is our Kinsman Redeemer.
上一次我们有机会和弟兄姐妹们提到我们的主耶稣基督是我们至敬的亲属救赎主。
Now, thank the Lord because he's so committed to us. He's so committed to what the Father gave to him.
我们非常感谢主，他是何等专注于父神所交托的，把他自己交托于我们。
So we have this assurance that we know the Lord will restore the inheritance that he has given to us.
所以我们有一个确据，主要恢复神所赐给我们的那个产业。
As I consider this further, I felt the Lord reminds me is that there's a responsibility on man's side.
当我继续来思考这个主题的时候，我觉得在我们这边，神给我们在恩典中有一个责任。
Yeah, I think that we understand the Bible shows us the work of God. He very much wants us to participate and collaborate with Him.
主在这神在他的工作计划当中何等的盼望我们能够与他合作与他一同进入这个工作。
A very simple example is in John chapter 15.
非常简单的一个例子是在约翰福音第十五章。
The Lord says that he is the true vine and we are the branches.
主耶稣基督讲到他是真葡萄树我们是枝子。
So this is already done.
这已经是一个成了的事实。
We don't need to do anything to make a difference to change so we can be the branches.
我们不需要做任何事情，不需要改变事情，我们就已经是枝子了。
But he commands us to abide in him.
但是他要命令我们要住在他里边。
And only those branches that abide in him that will bear much fruit.
只有那些住在主里边的枝子才能够结果子。
So you can see that on one hand it's the fully grace of God, but on the other hand, men do have some responsibility.
所以我们从一方面看见这完全是神的恩典，在另一方面神应当有人应当有他自己的责任。
So I felt the Lord give me a second thought is to consider Joshua, the book of Joshua.
所以我在主里边好像领受了一个负担，有一个第二个这个想法，就是我要交通约书亚书。
Yeah. So that's for my own study, but I share with you what I learned.
是我自己在读经的时候的学习，但是我愿意和弟兄姐妹们有些交通。
So this morning we'll read Joshua chapter 1. We'll read chapter 1, just a few verses, and then we'll focus on a specific verse.
今天早晨我要从约书亚记里边读几节经文，然后我们要集中在一处的经文上。
Yeah. So Joshua 1, and then we will read, first we'll read verse 1 to 3, and then we'll read verse 6, 7, 8.
好，我们约书亚记第一章从第一节读到第三节，然后我们再从
第一章的六到七，
六到八节。
Yeah. So I'll read for verse 1-3 first in English, and then my brother will read in Chinese, and then we'll read 6-8.
我们先读英文，然后读中文。
Yeah. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun.Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses.
耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过着约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
Yeah. And then verse 6-8,
六到八节。
Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success.
第六节，你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许给他们的地。只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就必亨通，凡事顺利。
Yeah, so let us consider what the Lord told Joshua after the death of Moses.
所以我们要思考一下神对约书亚在摩西死后所说的话。
Joshua and the Israelites ought to do what they ought to do to possess the land as their inheritance.
约书亚和以色列的众百姓他们应该做什么才能够承受神所赐给他们的产业。
This land was promised by the Lord that he swore to the forefathers to give to the sons of Israel.
这个地乃是神所应许的赐给以色列先祖的这块地。
From here we see their responsibility, especially for Joshua, since he's the new leader now.
我们这里边看见以色列人的责任，特别是对于这个新的领袖约书亚。
And then from chapter 1, we see that actually the instructions are quite simple.
我们看见第一章里边所神给所他们的指示实际上是非常简单的。
And so this time we will focus on one verse, which is in verse 8.
这一次我们要集中看第一节经文，就是一章八节。
There are some other things we maybe will consider in the future, but first of all, I feel this verse, chapter 1, verse 8, is something that all of us should do and all of us can do.
当然有许多的事情我们可能在今后有机会交通，但是这一章八节是我们每位弟兄姐妹们都必须要遵守的。
Yeah, and then this is so important because we know the promised land is a metaphor, is a type of Christ.
这是非常重要的一件事情，因为我们知道这个应许之地它乃是一个预表，预表着基督的。
Yeah, in Ephesians, I'm sorry, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11 says, in him we have also obtained an inheritance.
在以弗所书第十一章里边说到我们也在他里边承受了产业。
Yeah, so when we study the story of Joshua and the Israelites, we should see that this is how the Lord teaches that we can also receive the rich inheritance in Christ.
当我们来读约书亚的故事和以色列人众人的故事的时候，我们应该意识到这是预表着我们在耶稣基督里边所要承受的丰盛。
So now let's read verse 8 again.
让我们再读一下一章八节。
Yeah. It says, this book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success.
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
So we can see here the focus is on the word of God, the law of the Lord.
所以这里边我们看见这一节经文的中心是讲到主耶稣基督的，讲到神的话，讲到他的律法。
Yeah. Now, we often think, we may have this misunderstanding. We think the law in the Old Testament is tedious, is boring, is dreadful to read and to obey.
我们常常有一个误解，就是旧约里边这些话是非常繁琐的，是非常枯燥的，甚至有些可怕的。
Yeah. But we misunderstood, actually, the law itself is a revelation of our God.
但实际上这些律法乃是反映到神的本质。
Yeah, just as when he created this whole universe, he made the natural laws in it.
就像我们的神创造这个宇宙一样，他在宇宙中间设立了自然律。
Oh, at the very beginning when he created, he made the natural law in it.
在他一开始创造的时候，就在这个宇宙当中设立自然的律。
And so you see the whole universe is operate, right? It's operated, it's managed by these natural laws.
所以我们看见整个的宇宙是在这个自然律的控制之下运行。
Yeah, so everything is in harmony, everything is in order.
所以每件事情都非常和谐的。
So this, the law of the Lord, the book of the law, is actually a revelation of God Himself. It shows His divine nature. It shows His ways, His styles, and then His purpose.
所以我们看见神的律法就是他自己的一个彰显，彰显出他的神性，他的工作的方法和他的风格。
And then so the law also points us to Christ.
律法也把我们带进指向基督。
Romans chapter 10 verse 4 says, Christ is the end of the law.
罗马书第十章讲到律法的总结就是基督。
Here that end means it's the conclusion, it's the goal. Just as the Lord says that He is the beginning and the end. He is the conclusion of all laws.
所以这里边讲到律法的总结就是讲到律法那个它的目标它的结论都是在基督。主耶稣基督他是开始也是结束。
So I hope that when we consider the book of the law, we do not just see the letters, but we also see the spirit.
所以我盼望着当我们看见神律法的时候，我们看见的不只是字句，乃是经义。
And we can see Christ himself.
我们能够看见主耶稣基督的自己。
Now the second thing in this verse says that not only it talk about the book of the law, but it says it should not depart from your mouth.
不仅这里边讲到这是律法，而且讲到呢，这不可离开你的口。
And then you should meditate on it day and night.
并且你要昼夜思想。
Now I believe brothers and sisters, you're familiar with Psalm chapter 1.
我相信弟兄姐妹们都非常熟悉诗篇第一篇。
And then verse 2 says, blessed is the man, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
这里边讲到说唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
And then, so oftentimes we think meditate or meditation is some kind of a mental exercise.
很多的时候，我们想到这个昼思想是一个好像我们思念、心思意念当中的工作。
Yeah, it's just some activity in our heart.
是我们心里边的工作。
Heart and mind.
或者是心思当中的工作。
But here that's very interesting. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says that.The law should not depart from your mouth.
但这里边我们非常惊奇的看见呢，在约书亚书里边告诉我们说是不可离开你的口。
Yeah, this mouth and the meditation, the Lord put them together.
我们看见这里边神把不可离开的口和昼夜思想是放在一起。
So I spent some time to check what is this word in Hebrew.
所以我花了一点时间。查考这个字它在希伯来原文里边的意思。
Yeah, so this word that translated in English as meditate or meditation, in Hebrew it means to murmur, to utter, to speak, to mutter, to meditate, to growl, and then by implication is to ponder.
所以这个词它原来的意思是很丰富的，包括有这个自然自语、呻吟、说出、说话，或者是冥想。或者是甚至有咆哮和沉思的意思。
Yeah, it's very interesting.
是一个非常有趣的一个词。
For example, I'll just give brothers and sisters a few verses. Well, if you cannot flip your Bible that fast, that's okay. Psalm 35 verse 28 says, "And my tongue shall tell, meditate of your righteousness."
我们要从圣经里边看几处的经文讲到这个词的意思。如果弟兄姐妹没有时间翻也没有关系。诗篇35篇28节说，我的舌头要终日论你的公义。
Yeah, that tell is meditate, same Hebrew word.
这个舌头所论是同样一个词。
Yeah. Psalm 37 verse 30 says, the mouth of the righteous utters wisdom.
诗篇37篇30节说，义人的口谈论智慧。
Again, this utters the same Hebrew meditate.
这里边的谈论也是同样一个词。
In Proverbs 8 verse 7, for my mouth shall speak truth.
箴言第8章第7节说，我的口要发出真理，这个发出
Yeah. The speak again is meditate. And then Proverbs 15:28, the heart of the righteous studies how to answer.
诗篇箴言第十五篇二十八节说，义人的心思量如何回答。
Again, this study is meditate.
这里边思量也是一个思考的意思。
Yeah, so you can see that's very interesting. Just the four verses that we read, there we can see there's a both the exercise or activity in the heart, mind, as well as in our mouth.
所以这边我们看见这个词不仅仅提到 我们是在心思意念当中的工作，也是有口里的工作。
And then the most interesting verse that I found is in Isaiah chapter 31, verse 4.
最有趣的一处是在以赛亚书第31章40第4节找到的。
I'll read that for you.
我要和弟兄姐妹们读一下。
For thus the Lord said to me, as a lion or a young lion growls over his prey, growls, this is meditate. And then when a band of shepherds is called out against him, he is not terrified by their shouting or daunting at their noise. So the Lord of hosts will come down to fight on Mount Zion and on its hill.
耶和华对我如此说，狮子和少壮狮子朴实咆哮，就是喊许多的牧人来攻击他，他总不因他们的声音惊慌。 也不因他们的喧哗萎缩，如此万军之耶和华也必降临锡安山岗上征战。So
this verse gives us a vivid picture.
这节经文给我们看见一个非常生动的画面。The
lion's focus is on his prey.
我们这里边看见这个狮子呢是非常专注于它的这个猎物的。Yeah.
So even when a band of shepherds gather together to shout to defend their flock, they made a lot of noises, but this lion paid no attention to the shepherds.
甚至是许多的牧人，他们集结起来，发出大声音，要来恐吓这个狮子，但是他丝毫不理。Brothers
and sisters, you can put in your mind this picture: that lion is roaring, growling, because his focus is on that prey.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们可以看见这一个生动的画面，那个狮子，它专注着它的食物，它咆哮着。
It shows that the lion is very determined.
所以我们看见这个狮子呢，它是非常决心要捕食的。
He's hungry and he's determined. He will get the food.
它是非常饥饿并专注，一定要捕到这食物。
And the Lord says, likewise, he's determined to fight for his people and his city lion.
这里边有没有讲到，我们如此呢？万军之耶和华也必降临锡安山上。
Yeah. So therefore, when we meditate God's words, we should have the same hunger and focus and determination.
所以我们当我们读到神话语的时候，我们应该有同样的饥饿、同样的专注、同样的决心。Yeah.
So we don't have much time. So I think talk about using the mouth. There are two points I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
讲到我们要用我们的口，有两点我要和弟兄姐妹们分享。The
first thing is chewing the cud.
第一件事情呢是讲到一个反刍。
I think brothers and sisters remember in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, it gave us the talk about the clean animals, they chew the cud, they have a divided hoof.
我们知道在利未记里边讲到那些洁净的动物，它们是反刍的，是分体的。Yeah.
So chewing the cud is a very interesting thing that we should consider.
反刍是一件非常有趣的事情，我们需要仔细来思考一下。
Unfortunately, I think a lot of time I see, based on my observation, our reading of the Bible is often just to browse over the Bible.
很多的时候，就是我个人的观察，我们在读经的时候呢，好像就是浏览过去一样。Yeah,
but chewing the cud, you see that that means there's a repetition, and that means that takes time.
但是反刍呢，就讲到是有一个重复，有一个需要花时间的这样一个过程。It
takes time to digest. You have to break down the food with your teeth, right? Oh, well, we're not in the cattle, so. But think about a cattle or sheep. They have to use the teeth to their mouth to break down the food, and then there's a process of fermentation, there's a regurgitation, and then finally it's digested.
所以我们想一想这些像牛和羊这些动物它们反刍的时候呢是要嚼并且这些食物发酵然后重新消化。
Yeah. Here the Bible says they have to do that day and night.
这里边圣经告诉我们说呢要昼夜都要这样做。
So it takes time. It's not just limited to the meeting time. It's not just limited to when we gather together. But it takes day and night for us to chew again and then again and to digest.
这是需要花时间的不仅仅是在我们的聚集我们的聚会当中需要我们昼夜花时间来消化神的话。
And the second thing to talk about, to consider using our mouth is to read out loud.
第二件事情讲到我们的用我们的口是讲到我们能够大声的读出来。
Brothers and sisters, I do not know how fast you read.
弟兄姐妹们我们不知道大家读的速度有多快。
But in the several years I served among the youth, I found that our young brothers and sisters, they read so fast, I don't know if they catch what they read.
在这过去几年当中服侍我们的服侍我们的初中组我发现我们的年轻的弟兄姐妹们读书的速度非常快我们不知道他实在是能够得到了多少。
So I'll give you this challenge. If you the same verse, you try to read 10 times,You'll find then you will come to a proper speed.
我想给弟兄姐妹们一个挑战，就是同一节经文，你来读十次，你就会能知道你应该读到的速度是什么。
Yeah, sorry. Just like this, chapter 1, verse 8, right? This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. The whole verse, try 10 times. At the beginning, it'll be maybe really, really, really fast, but gradually you will come to the proper speed.
就像刚才我们读到这个约书亚记一章八节。我们能够读十遍的时候，我们慢慢就可以读到那个应该读的速度。
The reason is that when we are reading that out loud, it's not just use our mouth, but it's also use our ears.
因为这个原因是，当我们能够大声读出来的时候，我们不仅仅用我们的口，那是用我们的耳朵。
Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ."
因为罗马书第十章第七节告诉我们说，信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
So if we read the Bible, not just use our eyes, but we read out loud with our mouth, then you find this practice, it's a coordination between our eye, our mouth, and our ear, and even our heart, our mind.
所以当我们能够大声读出来的时候，我们就会发现我们在读圣经的时候是用到我们的眼睛、嘴、耳朵、心思是一个合作的工作所以如此呢我们就能够得到更深的意义。
Yeah, it is very profitable to our physical and our spiritual life.
不仅对我们的灵的生命对我们肉身的生命也是非常友好有益处。
Yeah, I really hope. So because brothers and sisters, today this meeting, there's no youth here.
弟兄姐妹们今天在我们的聚会当中没有我们的年轻人。
I found sometimes the challenging is I can keep teaching our youth as this is the way you should read the Bible, but they don't practice that at home.
我发现很多的时候呢我们的挑战是我们教我们的孩子们说你应该这样读圣经但是在家里边他们并不能够实行。
So I have to ask the parents.
所以我必须要问请父母亲。
Brothers and sisters, the word that was given to Joshua was given to a leader.
弟兄姐妹们，这个神给约书亚的话是给那些做领袖的。
Do you know you are also a leader?
你知不知道你也是做领袖的
？You are a parent, you are a leader.
你是一个做父母亲的，所以你是领袖。
You are a big brother or big sister, you are a leader.
你是一个大哥哥大姐姐，你也是领袖。
Are you married? You are a leader.
你是结婚的，你也是领袖。
The Lord calls all of us to be good examples to others.
神呼召我们每一个人要成为彼此一个好的榜样。
So earlier that we sing together.
开始的时候我们一起唱歌。
So we should not only read out loud for ourselves, but we read out loud for each other.
我们不仅为着自己能够大声读出来而是为着我们周遭的弟兄姐妹们要大声读出来。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 16 says, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
哥罗西书第三章说要用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
Does Paul say how?
保罗有没有告诉我们说怎样来实行呢？
Yes, he said. Because if we continue to read, it says, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving, with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
保罗的确是告诉我们应该怎样实行，因为他说要用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝勉，心被恩感，歌颂神。
To each other.
并且是彼此，我们要注意着彼此。
Husband and wives, you can read out loud the Bible to each other.
夫妻，我们可以彼此能够大声来读圣经。
Parents and children, you can read out loud Bible to each other.
父母和儿女，我们也可能也可以彼此大声来读圣经。
Just by doing so, we are admonishing, we're teaching one another in one accord.
如此做，我们就会彼此帮助，我们彼此教导。
This is exactly what the Lord commanded the Israelites. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, it says, talk of the law of the Lord at home. Teach them to your children.
这是正是在申命记里边神吩咐以色列人让他们要彼此要教导，要在家里边彼此谈论。
So we run out of time. But you can see just in one verse, when we meditate, when we really chew it,You find it so rich.
哦，我们发现只有神，哪怕是只有一节经文，当我们真实来读的时候，我们仔细咀嚼的时候，发现里边有何等丰盛的意义。
This is what the Lord, the rich inheritance in Christ that the Lord is giving to us.
这是神在耶稣基督里边所要赐给我们那个丰盛的产业。
So my strong desire is that all of us.We would obtain and we enjoy this rich inheritance in Christ.
我盼望着我们每位弟兄姐妹们，我们都能够得着，并且享受耶稣基督里边这个丰盛的产业。
The house of God is rich when every family is rich, and the house of God is healthy when every family is healthy.
当每个家庭都丰富的时候，神的家就丰富；当每个家庭都健康的时候，神的家就健康。
Yeah, so this is just a simple sharing.And may the Lord bless our brothers and sisters.
愿这些简单的分享能够神用来祝福弟兄姐妹们。
I'll give the following time to brother.
我们把时间交给我们的耀煌弟兄。
开始之前我们先读三节圣经。这是从
Before we begin, let us read three scriptures.
这是在民数记21章16到18节。
This is from Numbers chapter 21 verses 16 to 18.
我读一节，请Ryan 读一节英文这样。
I'll read one verse and the interpreter will read the next verse.
以色列人从那里起行到了比尔，从前耶和华吩咐摩西说，招聚百姓，我好给他们水喝，说的就是这井。
Verse 16, from there they continued to Beer, that is the well, where the Lord said to Moses, assemble the people that I may give them water.
当时以色列人唱歌说，井啊，涌上水来，你们要向这井歌唱。
Then Israel sang this song, Spring up, O well, sing to it.
这井是首领和民中的尊贵人用龟用杖所挖所掘的。
The well which the leaders sank, which the nobles of the people dug, with the scepter and with their staffs.
他们有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
爱我们的主。
Our Lord.
谢谢你把你的话赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word.
也是把其中的故事，其中的经意也都赐给了我们。
And these stories, these experiences you've given to us as well.
求你祝福所说所听的。
May you bless the one who speaks as well as those who listen.
愿你自己得着荣耀。
May you yourself gain the glory.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大概就是15年前，在我去德国宣教之前。
Maybe about 15 years ago, before I went to Germany to evangelize.
那孙弟兄找我去有一些交通。
Brother Sun took me aside to have some fellowship.
他问我一个问题。
He asked me a question then.
你要把弟兄姐妹带到哪里去？
Where do you want to take the brothers and sisters?
我当时想说这个不是就是说像刚刚纪言弟兄分享的说我们将每一个人都做好榜样那不就是大家都可以效法主耶稣吗？
At that time I was thinking just like how Brother Qi Yan shared just now if we can all be a good example then we can all be like our Lord Jesus Christ isn't that good?
那我后来发觉好像没有那么简单
and then I thought about and I said maybe it's not that simple
就是最近呢我们的老大他把他的一家从奥斯汀带到西雅图来过暑假。
So recently my eldest son brought his family to Seattle to spend the summer.
那他们的几个孩子我们的孙女总共有四个。Yeah.
And their children, in total there are four granddaughters.
那他们把他们的老大训练得非常优秀。
And so they trained their eldest daughter to be very diligent.
所以其他几个就跟着学跟着做。
And so the other three daughters follow very closely after the example of the oldest sister.
在我们家里也一样我们有两个儿子。
And in our family it's the same. We have two sons.
我们家的老大是也是很优秀也做了很好的榜样。
Our eldest son is also very responsible and diligent and is a good example.
那我们的老二呢就是说有时候问他说你朋友呢他说哥哥的朋友就是我的朋友。
And our younger son, when asked, who are your friends? He would answer and say, my friends are my brother's friends.
结果有一天他哥哥上大学去了。
And one day, his brother, older brother went to college.
好啦那老二好像突然间失去了那个目标是方向。Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was like the younger son lost his direction, his goal.
我想我们今天刚刚读的经文，《民数记》这里的经文，讲到的也是，当老一辈的他们都过去了。
I feel like it's the same way when we're reading in Numbers, when the older generation has passed away.
这一段故事发生的期间，就是之前就是第二十章《民数记》那里就讲到说是。摩西的姐姐米利暗死了。
And so when we look at the historical context of this chapter, we look at chapter 20, we see that Miriam, the older sister of Moses, she had died.
在二十章最后的时候，讲到说摩西的哥哥亚伦也死了。
At the end of chapter 20, it said that Moses' older brother Aaron also died.
很快你会发觉后面民数记，虽然后来摩西也死了。
And then when you keep reading, you'll see that Moses, he also passes away.
一代过去以后，新的一代要起来。
After the older generation has passed away, the newer generation must step up.
神好像在我们刚刚读的经文中，就是说在训练他们一些功课。
And through these experiences, it's like the Lord is giving them some training to learn.
要记得这是他们在旷野40年里后里面的最后的三年还是四年。
Remember, this is after 40 years of wandering the wilderness, the final three or four years.
他们就准备就是神开始准备要他们换了一个方向行走。
And so the Lord is preparing them to go in a new direction.
他不在那个旷野里面绕来绕去。
It was no longer just wandering about in the wilderness.
开始向着日出的方向。
They were starting to go towards the morning dawn.
然后开始向着他们即将要过约旦河的那个地方慢慢的过去。
To go to that place where they had crossed the Jordan River, slowly going towards it.
所以在这个节骨眼上面。
And so here, as we look at this,
神开始训练他们一些他们以前没有被训练过的事情。
The Lord started to train them in a new way.
是要为着他们预备他们要进入那个应许之地他们所需要知道
He was preparing them to enter into that promised land the things they needed to know
他们将要成为一个国
They were going to become a country
不再是一个家族
Not just a tribe
就是一个新的以色列国要成立
It would become a new country of Israel
就像其实我们今天也一样我们今天我们已经两耶稣 来了之后耶稣在十字架上回去升天之后
And it's just like us today when Jesus went up on that cross and then he died and resurrected and ascended into heaven afterwards
2000年过去了
2000 years have passed
我们今天我们也是我们在好像也是在旷野里经过了这么长的时间
Today it's almost the same. Like we are wandering about in that wilderness. A lot of time has passed by.
我们也是预备，我们很快也要进入一个新的国度。
And we're also preparing to be able to enter into a new kingdom.
教会不再只是一个家。
The church is no longer just a family.
我们将要成为一个国。
We are about to be established into a kingdom.
神在旷野里面预备以色列百姓他的这些的作为他的这些的他的训练
And so our God was preparing the Israelites to take on that new position with these new training
今天好像也要在我们身上发生
Today it's like he is doing the same thing in us
可是很奇怪就是圣经讲的
However, it's very strange how the Bible talks about this
我们等主再来等等等等到睡着了
It's like we are waiting upon the Lord to come back and we're waiting and waiting and we fall asleep
可是哪里知道主就在那个转角之处他就要来了
But yet the Lord, He is so near. His appearing is so near. He's about to come.
所以耶稣在福音书里面就告诉我们说你预备好了就是说你要预备你的油。
And so Jesus in the gospel books, He tells us, you have to be ready. You have to have your oil ready.
都睡着了这是一个普遍的现象。
We all fall asleep. This is a very common scenario.
可是你预备了吗?
But are you ready?
就像刚刚纪言弟兄也分享的。
Just like our brother Qi Yan just shared.
讲到说这个约翰福音十五章。
In John chapter 15.
耶稣一开始呼召门徒的时候是怎么说的呢?
When Jesus first started to call his disciples, what did he say to them?
来跟从我。
He said, follow after me.
我们也都是这样子训练我们的孩子。跟从老大。
We also train our children the same way. Follow after the example of the oldest.
门徒们跟着耶稣三年半。
We know the disciples followed after Jesus for 3.5 years.
当耶稣准备要离开他们的时候。
When Jesus was preparing to leave them.
当一个新的情况要发生的时候
When a new event was about to happen,
耶稣教导他们的
What Jesus taught them was
住在我里面
Abide in me
耶稣好像说是不再是一个跟从的关系
It was no longer just a follow after me relationship
好像耶稣讲的在这里是一个连结生命的关系
It was like what Jesus was saying was there was a connection, a life relationship.
所以在当以色列百姓在旷野最后的两三站的时候
And so the last 2 to 3 stops for the Israelites in the wilderness,
神训练他们
God was training them
挖这口井
to dig this well.
然后百姓就开始歌唱。
And so the people began to sing.
请问是他们的歌唱水才从井里出来。
Was it because they sang, then the water came out of the well?
还是他们的挖掘水出来了一点他
Or because they dug, the water came out just a little bit, and then they began to sing.
我相信是就像他们过红海一样。
I believe it was just like when they crossed the Red Sea.
不是在红海还没有分开之前，他们就歌唱了。It
wasn't when the Red Sea started to part a little bit, then they began to sing.
是当他们红海分开，他们到了海的对面的时候。
It was after they had passed through the Red Sea, they were on the other side, then they began to sing.
所以我们在雅各书里面我们看见,
so in the book of James.
James. 雅各书里面我们看见雅各是这样讲, 是说如果你受苦,
James says, when you experience suffering,
你去祷告,
you should go and pray.
当你喜乐的时候,
when you are joyful,
你去歌唱,
you should sing.
所以为什么会歌唱呢?
So why sing?
因为里面有喜乐.
Because inside of you, you have joy.
那为什么会有喜乐呢?
And why do you have joy?
因为我们的苦情被解决了.
Because our suffering has been taken away.
为什么我们的苦情被解决了呢?
How is our suffering resolved?
因为我们去祷告了。
Because we have prayed.
所以在这里我们就可以看见是神在训练我们一个新的得到活水供应或者得到喜乐平安的一个新的方法。
And so here we can see that God is training us in this new way to be able to receive of the living water and to experience His peace and joy.
我们有几处圣经在这边念一下，这个一样我念一段，然后翻译用英文念一次。
We have a couple of scriptures that I want to read through. I'll read it in Chinese and my brother will read it in English.
约翰福音四章十四节，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。John
4:14. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
这里讲到说永远不渴。Here
it says. He shall never thirst.
第二处经文是约翰福音七章三十七到三十九节前半，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。” 耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。John
7:37-39a. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive.
所以这里讲的是人若渴了。
Here it says, if anyone is thirsty.
第三处经文是以弗所书五章十八到十九节。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
The third passage is from Ephesians 5:18-19. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation. But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your hearts to the Lord.
所以我们刚刚读到的经文，我觉得我以前读的时候都是觉得蛮奇怪的。
So the passages we just read, when I read in the past, I thought there was something strange about it.
耶稣已经把这个水赐给我们，永远不渴。
Jesus has already given us this living water so that we should never thirst.
那为什么说人若渴了?
But why did he say, if anyone is thirsty?
也许是说这些没信的人他渴了可以到耶稣这里来。
Maybe he was speaking to the unbelievers, that if they were thirsty, they could come to Jesus.
可是好像他也是就是也可能可以这样看就是说约翰福音四章十四节那里说神所赐的耶稣所赐的水永远不渴那是讲到说是我们的地位。
But we could also see it this other way, where he says, this water that I give him shall never thirst. It is, the position of Jesus.
然后说，当我们，若我们渴了，可以到他这里来。
And if we are thirsty, we can come to him.
讲的是我们的一个状态。
It is talking about our state of being.
Condition.
Our condition.
然后，以弗所书这里告诉我们的是那一个方法。
And then Ephesians is telling us about the method.
在这里呢，我们就回到民数记。
And so here we return to Numbers.
民数记那里讲到的也是这样的一个方法。
In Numbers, we also see this method being described.
就是两个讲的方法呢，一个是讲到聚会比较属灵的方法。
So one method is talking about gathering together, and it's a more spiritual method.
用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
And it talks about speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, and singing and making melody.
然后圣灵在我们里面就会把我们充满。
And then the Spirit in us will fill us.
这是讲到那里面的活水。
Is talking about the living water inside.
在民数记那里讲到的是讲到的是说是召聚百姓，我好给他们水喝。
We know that Numbers is talking about gather the people together so that I may give them water to drink.
然后大家唱歌说井啊涌上水来。
And then we know that all the people they sang and said spring up a well.
然后这个井是首领跟民中的尊贵人用龟用杖所挖所掘的。
Then this well, the leaders, they sank and they used the nobles and the people they dug with the scepter and with their staffs.
所以这里讲到的是说我们在外面的这样的一个得到水的一个方法。
And this was talking about the external method of being able to get the physical water.
我觉得当我们以后我们进到弥赛亚的国里的时候
And I believe that one day when we enter into the kingdom of our Messiah
我觉得我们两种都会用到
I feel like we will be able to use both of these methods
那在这里呢特别就是讲到今天当我们都睡着了
Here specifically is pointing out that when we are all asleep
我们怎么样预备
How can we get ourselves ready?
我们怎么样让我们的灯里面有油
？How can we ensure that our lamps are filled with oil？
迟早我们会发觉我们是身处一个旷野。
One day we will realize that we're living in a wilderness。
这整个世界就是一个极大的、大而可畏的旷野。
This entire world is like a large and terrible wilderness。
你觉得 AI 进来以后？就是人工智慧会让我们有任何的改善吗
？Do you think when AI comes, will it change the way that people live？
反而它会让我们真是虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
But it'll make us take us to that place of vanity of vanities. Everything is empty.
我们每一天，我们的时间，我们的生命，都被这样的这个世界，这个互联网，这个网络的世界所夺去了。
We know that every day, just even today, like our time, our life, it is being taken away by the spending time on the internet.
就像刚刚纪言弟兄说的
，Just like our brother Jian shared.
我们要花时间在主的话语上面。
We ought to be spending time on the word of the Lord.
可是我们对主的话语有饥渴吗
？But are we thirsty for His word?
我们今天我们如何能够脱离这个世界
How can we leave this world?
就是保罗在罗马书七章里面讲的是如何脱离这一个取死的身体，如何脱离这一个让我们沉迷于其中的世界。
And just like our Apostle Paul shared, he said, "How can we I leave this decaying body? How can I leave this world?"
然后，可是保罗在罗马书七章结尾的时候非常开心。
And at the end of Romans chapter 7, we know Paul was very joyful.
他就说，啊，借着主，我们就可以脱离了。
He said, by the Lord, we can depart from this world.
我觉得诗篇里面充满了像保罗这样子的一种呼喊。I
feel like in the book of Psalms, it is resonating with this crying out that we see from Paul.
说实话，我真是苦啊。And
it's to say, I'm suffering so.
可是奇怪，就是说诗篇一大部分都是在讲他的苦情。We
know that in Psalms, there's a lot of speaking about David's suffering.
到最后，突然间他欢乐起来了。At
the end, we see that he becomes very, very joyful.
时间并没有说有一个中间有一个间隔。It's
like the time, there isn't like this gap.
他就是从他的诉苦、他的悲伤，然后慢慢慢慢随着诗篇，随着他向神的呼求，突然间有一个点发生了。
It was like he was going through the suffering and then the sadness and then he was just experiencing with the Lord and then there came to a point and then there was a change.
啊，他开始敬拜。
He started to worship.
他开始颂扬，他开始赞美。
He started to sing and praise the Lord.
这个就是今天我们看见以色列民在他们的旷野中 当他们没水喝的时候，当他们在那里去挖、去掘的时候，本来是那样子的一种艰难困苦的状况。This
is the picture that we see of the Israelites when they were in the wilderness. As they were thirsty and they came to this well and they were suffering. This was the example.
当民中的尊贵人首领
And the nobles of the people, they dug. And the leaders.
他用他的圭，用他的杖。
They used their scepter and their staffs.
那是代表他们的身份地位。
And that was their position.
他们开始在那里，首先呢在那里开始在那里挖掘。
They started to dig.
等他看见那个水涌出来的时候。
And when they saw the water start to come out,
所有的百姓就在一起在那里欢呼歌唱。All
of the people there, they praised and sang.
今天我们也，神要教我们的也是这样子。Today,
what the Lord wants to teach us is also this.
当我们在这样的一个旷野中的时候，When
we are in the wilderness,
当我们在里面觉得一切都是虚空的时候，
When we feel like everything is vanity and empty,
我们只要回转,
we just need to turn back.
耶稣说的, 悔改,
Jesus said to repent.
然后你就把你的手机, 往桌上, 把它放下了。
Just take your smartphone, your cell phone, and put it to the side.
很奇妙, 你会开始里面, 你有一个好像一个脱离, 你可以开始在里面,
It's wonderful. You feel like you're departing from this world a little bit, and you can start to have this welling up of praise within you.
你里面的膏油就开始涌流出来。
And so the oil within you begins to flow out.
这是我们的预备。
This is how we prepare.
这是我们等候迎接我们的主再来。
This is how we prepare to receive our Lord Jesus when He comes back. Maybe we can start to see the things we ought to be doing.
求神怜悯,
May the Lord have mercy.
让我们有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊, 我们知道你回来的日子近了。
Lord, we know that your return is near.
我们也知道你叫我们警醒。
We know that you teach us to be watchful and waiting.
你也叫我们祷告。
You also tell us to pray.
你也知道我们没有能力警醒。
You also know that we don't have the strength to be watchful.
我们也没有那样的能力来祷告。
We don't have the strength to pray.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
你在我们里面，你给了我们，在我们里面开了这样，给了我们这样子的活水。
That inside of us, you have given us this living water.
你也给了我们这样的应许。
You've given us this promise.
只要我们渴了。
As long as we're thirsty.
我们到你这里来。
When we come to you.
你就给我们这个活水的泉源。
You will give us this source of the living water.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
这真是值得我们一切的敬拜与赞美。
It's worthy of all of our praise and worship.
我们这样祷告。
Pray this
in 耶稣的名
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.